Good morning. This is Jerron. This is my podcast, Inspire Me. This is my third season and I believe my fifth episode. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about being a single parent. But first, my quote. Being a single parent is not a life full of struggles, but a journey for the strong. By Meg Lowry. All right, on this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about being a single parent and some statistics about single parenthood here in the United States. In the United States, since the 1960s, there has been an increase in the number of children living with a single parent. Excuse me. The jump was caused by an increase in births to unmarried women and the increased prevalence of divorces among couples. In 2010, 40.7% of births in the U.S. were to unmarried women. In 2000, 11% of children were living with parents who had never been married. 15.6% of children lived with a divorced parent, and 1.2% lived with a parent who was widowed. The results of the 2010 United States Census showed that 27% of children live with one parent, consistent with the emerging trend noted in 2000. The most recent data of December 2011 shows approximately 13.7 million single parents in the U.S. Mississippi leads the nation with the highest percent of births to unmarried mothers, with 54% in 2014, followed by Louisiana, New Mexico, Florida, and South Carolina. In 2006, 12.9 million families in the U.S. were headed by a single parent, 80% of which were headed by a female. The newest Census Bureau reports that between 1960 and 2016, the percentage of children living in families with two parents decreased from 88 to 69. Of those, 50.7 million children living in families with two parents, 47.7 million live with two married parents, and 3 million live with two unmarried parents. The percentage of children living with single parents increased substantially in the United States during the second half of the 20th century. According to a 2013 child trend study, only 9% of children lived with single parents in the 1960s, a figure that increased to 28% in 2012. The main cause of single parent families are high rates of divorce and non-marital childbearing. According to a 2019 study from Pew Research Center, the United States has the world's highest rate of children living in single-parent households. I'm going to talk a little bit more about single mothers, give you some more statistics. In the United States, 80% of single parents are mothers. Among this percentage of single mothers, 45% of single mothers are currently divorced or separated. 1.7% are widowed. 34% of single mothers never have been married. This is in contrast to earlier decades where having a child outside of marriage and or being a single mother was not prominent. Census information from 1960 tells us that in that year, only 9% of children lived in single-parent families. Today, 4 out of every 10 children are born to an unwed mother. The prevalence of single mothers as primary caregivers is a part of traditional parenting trends between mothers and fathers. Data supports these claims, showing that in comparison to men, women are doing more than two-thirds of all children caring and, in some cases, 100%. Of approximately 11 million single-parent homes in 2020, more than 80% were headed by single mothers. This disproportionate statistic has been well documented in multiple country contexts all around the world. The United States Census Bureau found that today, one in four children under the age of 18, a total of 17.4 million, are being raised without a father at all. Women all around the world have been perpetually socialized to adhere to traditional gender roles that place the majority of responsibility of child care upon them. According to Google, a single parent is someone who is unmarried, widowed, or divorced and not remarried. The single parent household can be headed by a mother, a father, a grandparent, an uncle, an aunt. According to the Pew Research Center, between 25 to 30% of children under age 18 in the U.S. live in a single parent household.